I'm Julie Tatchell.
And I'm Amanda Middleditch.
You might know us as the Bear Ladies.
Or maybe the Teddy Bear Ladies.
Or sometimes Two Bear Ladies.
Oh no. Or the Teddy Bear Doctors.
Or simply Julie.
And Amanda.
But there's so much more to us and we've
barely begun.
Hello everyone, welcome to our special festive podcast.
Hello.
Today it's going to be a little bit different because while we're talking to you, we're actually doing a craft, aren't we, Amanda?
I'm getting awfully sticky.
Mm.
And I've only just started.
Well, do you want to tell everyone what we're doing?
Okay. Well, a friend of ours has been making these lovely, sparkly, sort of cone-shaped Christmas trees.
She said they were easy.
She did. She did. Promised us they were easy, so we thought, let's give it a go. And here we are, pasting glue onto these cones that are covered in cling film. And I don't know about you, but my cling film's moving an awful lot.
Yeah, you've got to keep it firmly held while gluing and winding with the other hand.
And she said, it's ever so easy, lots of glue, and just go round and round and round. So here I go.
When they're finished...
Oh, I've got an air bubble.
Well, I don't think that'll matter.
Okay.
When they're finished and the glue is all dry, the idea is that you can slide the cone out from the centre and make a little forest of Christmas trees.
Yes.
And we promise what we will do is put some photos up of our finished attempts so you can see what we've been doing.
Yes.
But we also thought it was a really nice way to sort of sit and reminisce, because sometimes it's doing things like this, taking a bit of time out to do something you wouldn't normally do, that brings back memories or inspires you to something else. So this is us trying to do just that.
Absolutely. Did you have any decorations that you made at school that your mum used to drag out every year?
Well...
And you felt very proud when they came out, but now you look back on it, you think, oh my goodness.
I don't remember them being dragged out every year, but I do remember doing them at school, and I remember particularly enjoying junior school. I think by junior school, you're sort of old enough to remember and perhaps a little more skilled that what you do is possibly a bit serviceable.
Maybe I was a slow starter then.
Why were yours not very good?
Well, there was this Yule log I made.
A Yule log? What to eat?
No.
A chocolate one?
No, it wasn't. Well, I did that when I got older, but it was a cardboard toilet roll tube, you know, one of those sort of cardboard tubes.
Yes.
And then it was covered in scrunched up tissue paper, white tissue paper. You sort of had to soak it in glue and then scrunch it
over. Oh, yes. Yeah.
And then paint it brown.
Oh, I thought you might leave it white because it'd be like snow.
No, I put white on after.
Oh, okay.
And then we were all given, which was the really exciting bit, when we'd made our scrunched up paper brown, or brown, and put the snow on, we were given a little robin, a little plastic robin.
That was the most exciting bit.
For me, I couldn't wait to get my robin on my my masterpiece. And honestly, it came out every year.
But do you remember how exciting it was? Going into sort of winter term, by the time you'd finished doing the fungus table and all the things...
fungus table!
You know, where you finished doing all the things where you sort of display things you found on a woodland walk in the autumn.
We never had no fungus at our school.
Oh, we did. Got mouldy and maggoty, so I don't think it lasted very long. But then suddenly it was time to start making Christmas decorations and things.
Yeah.
It was so exciting. And the teacher used to take everything off the walls. So we were starting afresh. And I can remember.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? I can remember making one of my favourite things was stained glass windows.
Did you?
Oh, I loved making those. Not with real glass.
How did you do that?
Well, it was this kind of see-through, colourful plastic stuff.
Right.
And you made a cardboard frame, if you like. It's a bit like making, you know how you make snowflakes out of paper doilies, that sort of thing, but you made the holes a bit bigger and all different shapes, and then you stuck pieces of this clear plastic film through, and then you stuck them on the window.
Oh,
I liked those. It looks a bit like church windows.
Very nice. Did you ever paint a Christmas dinner onto a paper plate?
Never. Never. Why on earth would you paint a Christmas dinner onto a plate?
Well, obviously, our teacher at the time thought it was a good idea.
We had real Christmas dinners.
Well, yeah, we had one of them too, but we had to paint it on a paper plate and then decorate it. Everything I made was kind of brown, because... Sorry. Because I kind of remember, well, I thought of gravy, and before I knew it, there was brown all over my lovely Christmas decoration.
Well, that's a shame.
And, it wasn't quite so beautiful.
Oh, hang on, my tree's sliding out of my hand here.
I think maybe I'm getting... You've got a different technique to me. Look at mine.
Well, they'll end up looking the same, I'm sure.
You think?
Yeah. Oh, so I have to say at this point, we're winding this beautiful... Would you say it's crochet thread?
Yes, I don't know.
It's a very fine thread.
Sparkly.
Mine is a sort of greeny grey with sparkles in it, and Amanda's is bright pink. There's a surprise. I wonder who chose that for you.
And
we're busy winding this thread around, but we clearly have got different techniques, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
I'm doing mine in sections and then re-gluing, and Amanda's just covering the whole thing and then going back over it again.
Yes.
So that's quite interesting,
really. I think I'm discovering the art of this is lots of glue.
Definitely lots of glue.
Because otherwise they tend to shift a bit.
Oh, and I've got a bumpy bit of cling film here, which has affected the shape of my tree at the top. I know.
Disaster, darling. Absolute disaster.
So did you ever do nativity plays at school?
Yeah, but I never got chosen to be in it, and I was really sad.
Didn't you?
No,
I thought everyone was in them.
No, I was always in the choir.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, I never got to actually be, you know, one of the characters, which I would have loved to have done. Yeah, no, I always ended up singing.
Did you put your hand up? Did you want to? Did
always.
You push yourself forward to
I
do
was
it?
That
or was
child.
It just...
I was that child who always put her hand up but never got chosen. So frustrating.
But did you wait and find out who was going to be Joseph before you volunteered to be Mary?
No.
I can remember doing that because I thought, no, I don't want any Joseph.
Oh, how funny. No, I don't remember that.
That's terrible.
I want to be the angel.
Yeah.
I think that's...
I've never been an angel, me.
No. Not since I've known you. No, I don't mean that at all. You're very, very good. You're very angelic.
Am I?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So what about at home? What did you do at home that you really remember about Christmas?
I remember we... Sorry, why do I always start sniggering?
I don't know, and I sometimes wonder why I ask, actually, because I dread to think what's coming.
So we had...
Apart from wearing your special cape and your furry muff.
Yeah, right. Don't have to remind everybody. I'm sure they remember that one. No, I'm sure when I was younger we had a real Christmas tree, and then came the very exciting year when we bought a sparkly plastic Christmas tree.
So trendy.
I know. You think that's trendy, you wait for the next bit. It went on to... Wait for this. The bar.
Went on to the bar. Oh, Amanda.
We had a bar.
We had a drinks cabinet.
Did you?
Never a bar.
Oh, ours, it was like this half circle sort of shape. No, maybe not quite that big. And it had that lovely vinyl front, you know, with studs, gold studs. And then a glass bit at the top where Mum used to arrange all the glasses really beautifully.
Yeah.
And I remember on Boxing Day when all the family used to come to us, Dad standing behind that bar pouring drinks. And one year my mum had this lovely gold sparkly trouser suit, trousers and top. It was very...
It could be where you get it from.
Yeah, my mum loved bling and sparkly things, and she was... Could be quite eccentric, I suppose. Not saying that I'm eccentric.
No, not at all, of course.
And I just remember that photograph of my mum standing there in all her glory and her new Lurex gold, suit, and with her drink in her hand, kind of saying cheers to everybody. And Yeah, it was lovely. Really, really lovely. That's a...
Did you have maraschino cherries?
Yummy, weren't they?
And lemon slices in a jar?
Yeah, I didn't like those much.
No, I don't think you meant to eat
Mum
them.
Said I wouldn't like them, so I didn't have them.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
If she said I didn't like it, I wouldn't like it. So I didn't have those. But no, it was, yeah, Christmas was special times, weren't
it? It was.
When you were young and you kind of... Why is my tree not looking as good as yours?
Well, I'm not sure. I might have overdone it because I'm not sure when mine turns into a candle holder, which, of course, we haven't told everybody that. Yeah, I'm not sure anything's going to sparkle through because I've got a bit heavy-handed with the glue.
Heavy-handed, haven't you?
I have.
A few baggy bits in mine. She promised us this was easy.
Well, I think at this point we need to explain that once this is dry and free of its internal cone... You can stand it over one of those flameless battery-operated tea lights.
Yes.
And it will twinkle through the branches of the tree.
I see no branches. All I see is gooiness at the moment.
It actually, to me, all I can see is a reel of cotton. It just looks like a cone of thread that we've got hung up all around the studio.
Let's read the instructions again.
Again, we haven't read them once.
But we. Oh, look.
Oh, you've got loopy bits. Oh. You're rushing it. Oh. But it might be okay when it's dry. It might add to a textured effect. I don't think it matters. I've got a couple of sticky out bits.
So you're so good at putting my... I might be able to sew, but doesn't mean everything comes... Oh, now the fingers are going in. I'm getting...
Well, I think that's why it's good to do something different now. And I always think that we should.
Yeah, challenge is good, huh? So come on, tell me about your Christmases.
Okay, so let me see what I can remember. I do remember, I think probably overall, it's the excitement. It's the anticipation and the waiting, isn't it? That's what really, you know all this good stuff's going to happen. But my very, very early Christmas memories, we had a silver foil Christmas tree.
Lovely. Yep.
I think they're worth a fortune now. I know. Isn't it funny? But it was just very, it was like, tin foil's the only way I could sort of say the branches, the sort of dangly bits on it. But it was really heavy, thick tin foil. It was quite. It had quite a bit of weight to it, and every single branch had to be slipped out of a sort of sleeve. Everyone was stored in a sleeve of like a heavy tissue papery stuff.
Oh,
no, because otherwise it got bent. You see, the foil things would get bent.
That's quite impressive.
Yeah, so we had that. That was very exciting. So it was always really exciting. And I think at the time my favourite decorations were we had a plastic. Church. It sounds awful now, but I loved it.
Yeah.
We had a plastic church. It was white with little red top to its spire and its roof. I think it's probably an American style church.
Yeah.
And when you did it light up? It was musical. I remember it was musical. I think it did light up. And you could I used to try and look through the windows and imagine there were people in there singing.
You couldn't
see through the windows, but I'm sure they glowed, unless that was just that Christmas fuzzy feeling I had. And the other one was we had all these little figures, like, you know, those little bottle brush Christmas trees that go on Christmas cakes.
Oh,
and those
yes.
little figurines.
Yes.
Probably like your Robin you were talking about. And we used to make a sort of snow scene with cotton wool. A roll of cotton wool.
That was on top of my Yule log.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, well done. So you jogged my memory then.
There you
that
go. You
lovely.
See, it's good to have your memory jogged.
It is.
I can remember one year we were trying to make snow globes with jam jars.
Right.
And you put, I think if I remember rightly, you basically turned it upside down. So the lid became the base.
Right.
And you made your scene in the base.
Yes.
Yeah, like a snowman or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And you put the jar would go then over the top. But I used talcum powder and it just like looked like fog. Didn't quite have the same effect as a snow globe.
No, that was
so no.
Did you have a favourite food? Did you have a favourite Christmas, or you know, then that you probably don't like quite so much now?
Well, I don't know. I still like most of the things we had. I've always liked mince pies, but I have to say they are different now. I don't think when we were children you bought ready-made mince pies like we do now. I think I remember them being less sweet because it was just shortcrust pastry, not sweetened pastry. I remember that. And I also used to love those boxes of squashed dried figs.
Right.
We always had those. I think this must have been because you didn't get them all year round. I mean, that you can get those sort of things all year round now, can't you?
Yeah, my favourite was the most one for me. I mean, I like you say, all the Christmassy things. But as a child, it was trifle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was such a treat. And it used to take days to make.
Because your mum was drinking the sherry while she was making it.
No, you had to... So although our trifle always had raspberries, tinned raspberries.
Yeah.
And then they would be soaked with the sherry and the like sponge cake.
Ooh, lovely.
And then, so that took a day for soaking. And then the jelly would go in. And that's
a sophisticated trifle then. No. It was, I was on it there till you said the jelly went in.
Then, so that took another day to set, and then you'd put in the custard. Mum would make the custard.
Did she make the custard? I suppose we had proper custard, didn't we? Yeah. Proper custard.
Yeah. One year we tried it with tin when the tin custard came out, and it wasn't.
Doesn't set. No, it doesn't set. It wasn't, anyway. It's not the same.
No, it has to be that sort of custard that's thick, so it sets like a
blancmange.
I think I'm doing my own thing with this. Sorry, went a little bit off. Tree's gone a bit anyway, so and then custard, and then the piece de la resistance.
Oh yeah, is that
dream
French?
Topping.
Oh no, not dream topping, that's horrible.
I loved it. Oh no. My goodness, dream topping was just
don't tell me then she put sprinkles on. Oh no.
Oh, I loved it.
Dream
it was
topping,
my favorite part of Christmas. And but I do remember one year at my nan's on Christmas Day having...
Oh, no.
I had a bowl of trifle and I really wanted another bowl of trifle. Mum said no, I'd be sick. Nan said, oh, go on, let her, it's Christmas. And when I woke up the next morning, I didn't know I'd been sick, but it was all up the wall.
Oh, right. I think we can move on from that. All up the wall?
Yeah, I'd managed to projectile vomit up the bedroom wall because my bed was next to the wall.
I think that's
then.
Enough information. We might edit that bit out.
Oh, no.
Moving on.
It's all part of Christmas. And I, yeah, so I think that's why I believed if Mum said I was going to be ill, I would.
Mm, she had that control over you.
No, she was very sweet. Very sweet.
Did you have cracking nuts? You know, nuts in their shells.
Yeah, but I wasn't allowed to have those.
Why?
I might choke on them. They're nuts. Oh, don't laugh.
You're a delicate flower.
I had
a
sheltered, very sheltered sort of upbringing. I was, sweet.
Man, I'm in a tangle. Something's happened to my thread.
I've gone all arty on mine and decided
I think
all these
I know what
things.
The problem is. What? It's because as we twist round and round, so the thread is twisting.
No,
so
mine's not, because I've been making sure.
Yeah, but it's been doing it on your tree.
Oh.
Look, I've got a knot in mine now.
Okay.
Oh, my man.
What am I going to do with you? So I decided to make my loopy bits an artistic embellishment.
Yeah.
So they're kind of part of the design now. Apart from that bit, I don't like stick up there. You get in there.
Hang on, I'm just going to try and get rid of these twisty bits.
And I think, as it's Christmas, as a gesture...
We can have a mince pie.
No.
Oh.
No, I was going to say, I will gift you my pink tree and you can gift me a silver tree.
Just because yours has gone wrong doesn't mean I want it.
And then, when you're at Christmas Day, when I'm not here, you'll be able to look at that tree and go, oh man, I miss you.
Alternatively, when you've finished your pink tree, you could make one out of this colour and I could make my own pink one.
Okay. Okay. I think...
Stop trying to offload your stuff that hasn't worked on
it's
me.
It's worked beautifully. It's lovely. It's a thing of beauty, my tree. I've left gaps for the lights and everything.
They are. They're lovely.
And we were assured that you cannot possibly go wrong.
Yeah, they did say that. She did say that, didn't she?
And as if by magic, we're back with lovely, clean, washed hands.
Yes.
Well done. Did you say happy birthday while you were doing them?
No. Mind you, don't forget, I didn't have very much glue on mine.
Yeah, it took me ages. Up to the elbows.
But we are going to have to put them to one side now because all that glue's got to dry.
It has. It has. And then once they're dry, we can put all the little jewels and find a nice little topper.
Well, I think they're going to look beautiful.
I do too.
But we will put a photo. We have promised that there will be photos to accompany this.
We'll definitely get them on there. Talking of Instagram.
Yes.
We put a picture of our nativity out there.
We did.
Yeah.
And it was really nice, actually, to be reminded of that. And we had some very nice comments from people, I thought.
Definitely.
About how sweet it was and everything.
Yeah. If you haven't had a look, look at our teddy bear nativity on our Instagram page because it's really lovely. Yeah. And what is even more lovely is that Julie wrote a storybook centred around this particular nativity. So if you're sitting comfortably and you've got, a nice comfy chair and a pillow.
Well, it's not very long.
It's
not time to fall asleep in it or anything. And it's...
No, don't go to sleep because you'll be very disappointed. But Julie is now going to read you the Christmas Nativity in her style back from the day when we had the little shop in the New Forest.
So I hope you enjoy it. Just bear in mind, I'm not a writer. Or professional author or anything like that, but this is kind of, just hope you enjoy it, really.
I love it.
Well, it's a little bit of us, isn't it?
Yeah,
and it takes us back.
I love being read to.
Aww.
You know I do. She reads me bedtime stories sometimes.
I think you need to explain that a little bit.
Occasionally, when we're filming, we have to share a room. So I'm in one bed, she's in the other bed, and I say, I can't sleep, and Julie will read to me, and it sends me off. I'm out like a light. So if I'm storing by the end of this...
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's my reading or you're just bored of hearing me. But anyway, we digress.
We do. Come on,
let's
hear this lovely story. Over to you then,
I'm going to read the story, Barty's Christmas. There is a little village in the heart of the New Forest, and that's where Barty Bristle lives. Of course, I'm just going to interrupt here and remind you who Barty Bristle is. For those of you who don't know or haven't heard our earlier podcast, he's the little bear that we designed ourselves and Amanda created from the logo.
From your
My
logo,
original
yes.
shop logo. Okay, so I should have said that before I begin. I'll start again. There is a little village in the heart of the New Forest, and that's where Barty Bristle lives. Barty loved his home. He was familiar with its shops and houses. He was particularly fond of the cosy coffee shop, which he could see from his window and which served the most delicious hot chocolate, piled high with cream and covered with a generous dusting of cocoa.
I remember those. Sorry to butt in there. I used to love that hot chocolate. Sorry.
He also knew the best place to sit and dream, the little wooden bench that formed the back of the bus stop. Barty enjoyed spending time gazing lazily over the reed bed at the edge of the mill pond. He could see across the water to the big house, surrounded by its beautiful garden. Sometimes the water was so still that Barty could see the sky reflected in it, and only the ripples from a dabbling duck would blur the picture. Barty knew about all sorts of things, but he was always ready to learn more. But then winter had come. It had started to feel colder and the days began to get a little shorter. The forest ponies and the donkeys had grown longer, thicker fur, and people wearing coats and hats hurried by, hardly stopping to look in. Mrs. T was changing the window display. Barty watched intently as she cleaned the glass and sill, arranged a white cloth over the staging, and draped sparkly white lights around the frame.
Again.
Oh, not again.
No, Mrs. T refers to Mrs. Tatchell, which is Julie.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay. Shh.
Sorry.
What's going on? He asked little Ted.
Christmas, came the reply. Wanting to know more, Barty jumped from his shelf and followed Mrs. T as she went into the studio at the side of the shop. Climbing up onto a table, Barty pushed his way through baskets and boxes filled with ribbons and all manner of materials and leaned out just far enough to allow him to see what was happening. "Come here, little bear," said a kind, gentle voice. "That's me. I'm going to need your help. You have a very important job to do." Mrs. T reached for Barty and sat him down amongst a selection of costumes that she and Rose...
"That's me!"
had been working on.
Rose, because of my... I'm pink.
Yeah.
My pink. Thank you. Fondness.
Okay. Thank you.
I'd just like to be part of it.
Rose had nimble fingers and they were beautifully made. Not her fingers, the costumes.
Glad you pointed that
Thank
out.
You. Some were fancier than others. There were cloaks and crowns, robes, tunics, and even white gowns. Mm. One at a time, Mrs. T chose bears from the shelves and dressed them in the costumes. One at a time, she placed them carefully in the window. Barty found himself positioned above the other bears in the display. From where he had been placed, he could see an amazing sight. "Sanderson," he whispered.
Sanderson was a huge bear. He was wise and very big, and he used to live with us in the shop.
Yes.
And he used to look after all the others.
He did.
Yes.
"Sanderson," he whispered, "why are we dressed like this?" "Ah, little bear," Sanderson replied, "it's Christmas, and we're acting out the nativity. That's all about the first Christmas, when God sent his only son into the world. Look around you and I'll tell you about it." Sanderson proceeded to tell Barty about Joseph and Mary and their journey to Bethlehem, where Mary had her little baby in a stable because there was nowhere else to stay.
The little teddy baby was
just very sweet.
Adorable, wasn't he? But sorry, yeah.
He explained how angels appeared to shepherds on the hillside and told them to go and visit the baby Jesus. Barty loved it when Sanderson told him things. He always knew he would learn something really special. "But who are they?" asked Barty, pointing to three bears who were dressed in crowns and cloaks and carrying what looked like presents. "They are the wise men who were said to have travelled a very long way to give the child their gifts," explained Sanderson. "But how could they have known which way to go?" Barty wondered. Sanderson smiled at the funny little bear. "Oh, Barty," he chuckled, "God sent a very bright and special star to guide them. Look!" In all the excitement, Barty hadn't noticed a small group of people gathering outside the shop window. They were smiling and pointing. They loved the shepherds dressed in their tunics and the little baby in the manger with his proud parents looking on. They marvelled at the angels with their white gowns and feathery wings and gasped at the proud and royal wise men. One was riding a camel and all were carrying gifts. "But what part do I play in this story?" Barty asked, beginning to feel a little left out. "Don't worry, Barty Bristle," announced Sanderson. "You're the star, of course." And it was at that point that Barty realised just how sparkly and bright his costume was. That evening, after Mrs. T had said goodnight to all the teddy bears and had kissed Barty on his nose and safely locked the shop, Barty looked out at the high street. He saw shoppers hurrying back to their cars and lights like strings of pearls shining from the trees and shop fronts. He felt very happy. If you ever visit Barty in his little shop, ask him about the baby boy in the manger and the true meaning of Christmas. He might even show you his shiny costume and tell you how the bright star, the shepherds and the angel all helped to teach him something new. The end.
I love that story.
And I enjoyed reading it.
Yeah, it's lovely. I feel all warm and fuzzy and Christmassy.
Yeah, ready for the big day.
Yeah. So we've done some Christmas crafting.
We have.
And we've had a Christmas story.
Yeah.
And all that's left now is to wish everybody a very happy, healthy and blessed Christmas and New Year.
Absolutely.
What would you like to add? Anything to that?
Well, you've kind of covered it all, but I think I just want people to still have that feeling of hope as we go into
2021.
Absolutely. So we look forward to doing this all again after Christmas. In the new year, we'll be back with another podcast. But in the meantime, enjoy this one and have lots of fun. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.